Okay, well, I'm sitting with Doyle Brunson, poker pro and many years at the poker table, and I have a few questions for you. Why did you choose to participate in The Real Deal?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. The main reason I did was because of who was presenting it to me. It was Merv Adelson, and I knew of him through a good friend of mine, Irwin Malansky, and I knew that if he got behind it, it would be done in a first-class manner, and I've been approached on too many of these deals to, you know, not to be a little skeptical, but that kind of cemented it for me, and I like the idea, you know, of having fun with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what do you think it offers poker fans?
It offers the fan a chance to participate. You know, everybody in the audience is going to be playing along with the players, and they have an opportunity to win prizes and so forth, and I think it's a great concept. I think we're going to have a good time with it.
Okay. And what are you able to do here that you can't do at a tournament? Relax a little,
yeah,
have a little fun?
It's as opposed to most players, I'm kind of a poker purist. And hi, Scotty. And I don't put on exhibition like some of these guys do, you know. I mean,
you're pretty laid back.
I come to play poker, you know, not to be a stick in the mud. You know, I have a good time, but I don't believe in, you know, over exploiting things and so forth.
Right. I think you're probably going to be one of the more laid back people at the table.
Usually I am.
Now, how do you feel about playing in this format with your poker pros that you usually play in a much more serious environment?
I think all of us are just kind of committed to the fact that instead of competing against each other, is that we're trying to establish contact with the audience and,
mm-hmm.
and just have a good time. You know, it's not real serious poker for your
right,
gambling
not
for,
as competitive as
yeah,
say
right.
WSOP, you know, or WSP tournament. It's more fun.
Right.
It's more having a good time with your buddies. Now, and how do you think poker's changed because throughout the years? Because you've been from the beginning.
Yeah, I've been around a long time. It's poker has gotten to be a lot bigger. The public has finally found out what a great game that poker is.
Right.
Took them 50 years to find out. But, but it's a big contrast from when I first started, when, you know, you were looked down on like you were a second-class citizen and everything, and now then you're almost to the celebrity status, and it's really a big change for a guy like me.
And how have you kept going and just being involved in it for so long and being so successful?
I think because I'm about half nuts. I don't know. I look back at some of the things that I went through back in the old days, and I wonder why in the world I did it. I mean, but the bottom line is that I love the game. I'm an ex-athlete that got injured right at the peak of my career, and so I'm very competitive, and I wanted to keep competing in something. And poker is a way that you can compete. I mean, here I am, an old man now, and I can still sit down with any kid.
That's right, and you have.
Yeah.
And you've won.
Yeah.
Great. And do you like this opportunity of the ability to meet so many of your fans that you probably maybe wouldn't get a chance to meet because they're going to be coming up there and playing with you? Does that kind of make you feel?
It's flattering. You know, it's everywhere I go now. I can't even go to a restaurant, you know, without being recognized by several people.
Excuse me,
Joel. Yeah. Hey, how you doing?
Have you seen?
What would you give as advice to anybody starting out now, thinking they want to become a poker player professionally?
I would. I get asked that a lot, by the way. I think that the best advice I can give somebody is to read all the books that they can and play all they can, but always stay in your comfort zone. Don't get up. Try to get to be a real good player too fast, and don't play stakes.
Get in over your head.
Don't play stakes that you can't afford, and
okay.
Wait till you can win at the stakes you're playing at before you move to the next level.
Okay, and I think that's probably it.